Good morning. We all fancy ourselves as Australian selectors, so we're all on duty this morning. Our meeting is convened and our principal contemplation is on the whiteboard. Does Dave Warner open the batting on Saturday night against South Africa? 0433 98 11 16. Call shortly. Australia was thoroughly and concerningly thrashed in its final warm-up game of the T20 World Cup last night. India is the tournament favourite and gave a casual demonstration of the standard on a slow pitch in hot conditions in Dubai. If you've got a bad feeling about Australia's prospects, there was plenty of evidence for the pessimism. In practice matches, you measure the good, you measure the bad, and you try not to overreact. But it was hard to miss the fault lines. Australia lost 3 wickets in the first 7 balls of spin that it faced. 3 wickets in 7 balls. It'll feature in every scouting report across the tournament. Australia's bowling never threatened. They were defending a subpar 152, which was unrealistic, but never threatened. Rohit Sharma belted 60 off 41 balls and retired to give someone else a go. Steve Smith reminded those who are happy to go without him why he's a critical linchpin and insurance policy in the middle order. Glenn Maxwell looks superb under the broad-brimmed hat. What a throwback that is. There's an awful lot that hinges on his reverse sweep over the next month. I don't think I'll ever feel entirely comfortable watching him do it, but he does it to ruthless effect. And the powerful touch of Marcus Stoinis was most promising indeed. But the team was nowhere near the strength and depth, the strategy and execution of India. And that is the standard. And while Australia was toiling away, its opponent on Saturday night, South Africa, well, they had a rousing final ball win over Pakistan, making 190. So you can't kid yourself that there's any soft landing in this tournament. And it makes the decisions critical. At some point in the next 48 hours, George Bailey and Justin Langer are duty-bound to have the same conversation we will now. Are you sticking with Dave Warner in this tournament or recalibrating, accepting that on all available evidence, it's doomed to fail? It's too late to drop Warner, isn't it? If he's dropped on the eve of the tournament, there's a very real risk that it destabilises the group. But it might be the right decision. And there's no crystal ball. All there is a form line which reads 0-2-0-1 through the IPL, dropped and then through the warm-ups. And last night, Warner looked bereft. That awful phase that a batter goes through where they look like they might get out any ball. And there was a hint of resignation as he departed. So you read body language and the eyes, however you like. But he was done over by R. Ashwin, and he looked thoroughly defeated. When Australia last faced this moment in the Ashes series of 2019, when Warner was thoroughly broken then, he was the proverbial walking wicket. The selectors stayed with him. They stayed with him for services rendered, and they accepted that they would be one for not many. Can you do that at a World Cup? It's a leap of faith to go with him, to gamble that he'll magically find form when the stakes are at their highest. But to drop him now, that's seismic. Potentially, it's not only disruptive, but it's destructive. Are you tearing up your plans on the eve of the first game and saying what we were going to do is not going to work? And that's the trouble with selection. It's imprecise. And I find myself absolutely torn which way to go. You can't pull a rabbit out of your hat on the eve of the tournament. You can't go to Inglis or Philippi and ask them to open when they have no international experience doing it. You can't really go with Smith because he's not an opener. He's your insurance policy in your middle order. So really, the only other alternative is Matthew Wade. So you measure, I suppose, Warner against Wade. I have the slightest leaning toward picking Warner and acknowledging that it's probably a weak decision. But if you get it wrong, it sounds like this, a procession of top-order wickets that give you no chance at success.
Well, that should be close. That should be close and given. There's no DRS, so Warner has to go back, even though he might not be happy with that call, but that looked quite straightforward. But Ashwin gets his man again. It's been a good over so far. Last ball. Oh, yeah, he gets him first ball, Ashwin. 2-in-2 for him. Not the best birthday present for the birthday boy, Mitch Marsh. He wouldn't like it that way, gone without scoring 6-for-2 Australia. Well, that's a big appeal, massive appeal, and given. Picks up a wicket in the very first delivery, Ravindra Jadeja. Leg before, no TRS. He has to go back, Aaron Finch. 8-of-10, Australia lose their 3-on-11.
3 for not many, and you are cast in T20 cricket. So this is our national selection meeting. Take 5 or 6 minutes and then hit the lines. 1-300-736-736. Are you picking Dave Warner or not? It's got nothing to do with history or personality or past convictions. It is all about what will be successful on Saturday night against South Africa and in this tournament, where to get out, you've got to go 4-1. Cricket and